We're beginning the Pticha, the opening of the work Chafetz Chaim. Pticha l'ilchot Lashon Hara u'Rechilut. An opening to the laws of Lashon Hara and Rechilut. And Gabriel Dweck just joined us. Baruch haba. Avat Hashem Dvach Tamo Yisrael v'chafetz mod b'tovatam. With the love Hashem, blessed be He, has for His nation Israel, and He greatly desires what's good for them. Achikam b'shem banim, He gave us wonderful nicknames. He calls us His children, chelek Hashem, His portion, nachala, His lot. V'chama shemot chavivim, Hashem gave us quite a few names that connote fondness. Hamorim al godel avato l'Yisrael, the names show His great fondness of the Jewish people. Kmo shenemar, the verse says, Ahavti itchem, amar Hashem. God says, I love you. Lefichach yichikam mikol mehamidot ra'ot. That's why Hashem commanded us. He distanced us from all the bad traits. Uvifrat milashon hara urechilut. And specifically from lashon hara, saying things that are bad, and rechilut, and slander. Ki hu mevit ne'adam nidei riv u'matzah. Because speaking this way brings man to quarrels, to fights. V'chama pa'amim yuchal avo mizeh lidei shvichut damim. And it could even reach the point of murder. Kmo shekatav ha-Rambam zal b'ilchot teot, as Maimonides writes in Hilchot Teot, af al pi she'en lo kina lav zeh. Maimonides writes, even though this is a prohibition that we do not give lashes for, the courts will not come and say, ooh, you spoke Lashon Hara, we're going to beat you up. We don't do that. Avon gadol hu. Nonetheless, it is a grave transgression. Vigorem la'arog nefashot rabot mi'Yisrael. And it causes the loss of life for many people in Israel. Lechach nismach lo tamod adam re'echa. That's why the Torah juxtaposes. It says, be careful what you say, and don't stand idly by as your friend's blood is being spilled. Just go out and learn what happened to Doeg and Nov, the city of Kohanim. What was the story there? Who remembers? What was the story?
Doeg told on, he spoke slander about the city of Nov.
Correct. King Saul was worried about his kingdom. He felt threatened by his son-in-law David. And so he said, no one here cares about me. None of you are going to do anything for me. And Doeg, under pressure, he was a chief general. He was head of the high court. Doeg, under pressure, said, well, I'll tell you something. And he came and said, David came to Nov, the city of priests, and they helped him out. They gave him food, and they honored him. And when he had questions to ask Hashem, the high priest asked Hashem on his behalf. And then, based on what Doeg said, Saul executed the whole city, men, women, and children. And this was all because of what Doeg said. Who lost in this one? The city of Nov died. Doeg lost his portion in the world to come. King Saul lost his life over this. Ultimately, he and his children paid a price for it. David was held accountable because he should have been more careful. Everyone was losers, no winners. No one won from this. And they paid with their lives. So that's an example. That's a classical example of what a word of slander can do. Ve'od kama ra'ot atzumot shenasabu al yedei amidam guna zo. The Rambam says, and there are quite a few evil things that can happen when a person has this how do you translate meguna? This shameful trait. Kmo sheyadu shechet hanachash ha'ikar al-yedei lashon hara. We know the sin of the serpent was primarily with lashon hara. Shedibar lashon hara la'kadosh baruch hu. He spoke slander. He spoke badly of the Creator. Sheamar min ha'ilan hazeh achal uvarat olam. He said, God ate from this tree and created the world. Val yedei zeh pitei et chava. And through that he seduced Eve. Kmo sheamru chazal, as our sages say, b'nachash al chava v'itil bazu hama. Harei shegram gilui arayot. Our sages say that the serpent was actually intimate with Eve and spilled his poison into her. And you see, he was able to seduce her to have an illicit relationship. So through Lashon Hara, we have the downfall of man. V'gam ital chol olam. The whole world suffers death because of that. Harei shfichut tamim. So you see murder. ועל ידי זה גרם לאדם הראשון וחווה לעבור לרצונו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. Speaking that way, he was able to convince Adam and Eve to transgress the will of the Creator. So this is all from the Rambam. And so we have many examples of how weighty this transgression can be and how the ramifications can be so severe. And so this is the beginning, this is the opening of the laws of Lashon Hara, where the Chafetz Chaim says, we have to realize we're talking about something that's very important. This is something that we tend to overlook. It's a sensitivity that the world tends to ignore. And suddenly when you come and you learn laws of the Torah, you learn this is very serious. We suddenly have to have a far greater sensitivity as to what we say, before whom we say it, how we express ourselves. And not only is it important, but it has grave importance, as the Chafetz Chaim will spell out. And if you think about it, you'll see that this isn't an exaggeration. This is real. We like to think, like, what did I do? I just said something. Right? Speech can cause a lot. Speech is usually what causes us to marry someone or stay away from someone. Told you guys the story about the two roommates? Yeah. One guy dated a girl, and he came back and told his friend, she's a great girl, she's just not too intelligent. And he kept dating her, and after a month or two, he decided he's breaking up with her. And after he broke up with her, he decided that she fits for his roommate. And she does. He happens to be a very, very, very smart guy, and his roommate is a good guy, just not on his level. So he tried to set up his roommate with the girl. The roommate looks at him and says, you told me she's not smart, right? Until today, he kicks himself. The roommate and the girl are still single years later. He's already fathered a child or two. He's already married, moved on in life. His roommate is still single years later. And he keeps thinking that girl's really right for him. But he wasn't careful how he spoke in front of his roommate. And now his roommate always looks at that girl as, she's the girl that's not so bright, so I'm not going to date her. He just said one word, right? That's a small example. We have many examples. If we open our eyes, we'll see that in our own lives, we have many, many examples. And so the sensitivity that the halacha helps us develop is also a sensitivity which helps us be proactive in creating a better world and being careful and not causing destruction inadvertently. So we began the opening, and we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Thursday.